Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Some of you actually emailed me about that dude who was stockpiling the ED stuff, because everyone Kane wanted to tell me that what ED stood for, because I didn't know, because I was so pure and wholesome. Mm-hmm. Thanks, people. Mm-hmm. I see you all. A Florida man accused of dousing a McDonald's manager with hot coffee apparently did so over a 1 cent dispute. He was charged with felony battery. He legit doused a dude with hot coffee at a drive-thru. 64-year-old man. Kane, what did you say? Old people are not innocent.
That's not what I say. I say not all old people are innocent.
Eleazar Ravello was arrested in Miami Springs. According to law enforcement, he was told to stay away from Stephanie Restuccia, as well as the Mickey D's, where the alleged, really, is it alleged, altercation took place. So apparently, he was at the drive-thru window. He had an argument with Restuccia. She's the manager. And according to the report, she approached the window after she heard Ravello, who was described as a frequent customer, complaining that he had been overcharged by literally a cent. It was legit 1 cent, guys. And so when she reached out to hand him his coffee, he slapped it back at her before driving off. And it literally legit burned her arm and chest because it was hot coffee. So Restuccia, who's worked at manager for years, described the experience as humiliating. And he yelled and was like, "You're robbing me." It literally was over a cent. A penny. Literally a penny. I'm not kidding you. One penny. Okay, so this is not funny. A Florida man admits that he was drunk when he fell asleep, drove off from deputies during a traffic stop. He was taken to jail after he admitted that he was drunk. This Florida man, Emmanuel Class, 45, he was arrested on charges of DUI, resisting fleeing a law enforcement officer around 6 a.m. Sunday. They spotted him at a green light. He was just sitting there. They went through it. It went through the whole cycle of the light, and they found he was asleep. They tried to wake him. They were unsuccessful. He was dazed when he finally did wake. He really didn't respond to them telling them to lower his window. So he refused to roll down his window and then drove off. They took him to jail. They did all the sobriety. He failed all the sobriety stuff. And then he admitted finally that he had fallen asleep because he was drunk. Gee, you think? Do you think so? Tomorrow we're going to talk about a Florida guy that got arrested because he got into an argument over how to clean a cast iron skillet. Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188, or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188, or text Dana to 998899.
There are some new pictures of Commander Biden biting a staffer again. How many times has that dog bitten the Biden?
I would refer you to the Secret Service and also the First Lady's office.
Okay. It's the 12th known incident of this dog biting a White House staffer. A lot of times when that happens, there's a lawsuit. Isn't the president worried about getting sued?
I would refer you to the Secret Service or the First Lady's office.
Okay, so that is Peter Ducey talking about situation with, you know, Commander Biden, the dog. This is kind of important. Welcome back to the show. Just because I love dogs, it's important. It's important to me. It's important to you. Dana Lash here with you. You can listen to the radio program. You can watch a simulcast. YouTube always has great discussion. Sidebar for the chat. Juan has never seen The Burbs. We just gave him another assignment over the weekend. All right, back to the point. Okay, so how many dogs is this? I'm like really confused. Did he also all name them Commander? Isn't this like the 11th dog or something? I don't know. It might not be that many, but it's more than one, which is one too many that they're having this problem with. So apparently the dog was just out there biting everybody. And I cannot stand when, you guys know I am a dog crazy person with dogs. And I'm not a fan of cats. I'm actually super allergic to cats, like highly allergic to cats. So I can't be around cats anyway, but love dogs. And I cannot stand it when people don't train their dogs, and then when their dogs do something as a result, when they exhibit bad behavior because of no discipline or training, then it's, oh, well, it's the dog or it's the breed, and it's not the dumbass owner. I loathe this. I think some people should just, they shouldn't own dogs. And I kind of think, yeah, so you had Champ, Major, and Commander. German Shepherds are smart. They're super smart. The German Shepherd is my absolute favorite breed. They shed like mad, and they require a lot of time investment with training and discipline, which is why I don't have one right now, because I wouldn't be able to be the dog owner that my German Shepherd would need. So when you have these dogs, you have a responsibility. If you really love your dogs and you care for your dogs, you have a responsibility to train them and to show them proper behavior. You have to be the alpha of the pack, and you have to set the limitations. And it's like the Bidens want these dogs, just like with everything else, but they don't want to do the work that's involved. So this dog, apparently, one of the stories is that this dog, like, straight up super bit how many Secret Service agents? Like several Secret Service agents, but one of them had to go to like urgent care or something like that, from what I was reading. I mean, that's kind of they had this report that came out that the New York Post had, and they were saying, oh, we had to speak out, that what has been happening is a little bit more dangerous than has been previously disclosed. And staffers were saying that it's a dangerous workplace because their dog Commander has bitten more personnel. They said there's 12 documented biting incidents, 11 with Secret Service staff alone. And they said that the actual number of incidents is actually a lot higher. And a gardener was the one that was bit previously. They had a Secret Service agent that was bit most recently, and then it went after the gardener. The gardener is also the same guy that walks the dog, by the way. Like their gardener, who is out there, the White House guy, he actually walks the dog. And this sounds like it's an issue with the dog, or not the dog, sorry, Biden's handling of the dog. Kane said that the Bidens are grateful that the dogs don't have diaries or laptops. It's probably true. So there's the I'm pulling this up. So Judicial Watch says that they're suing for documents to get a full understanding of how the Bidens have treated Commander, because apparently there's stuff going on about how Biden has treated this dog. Like there was do you remember the time that he said he fell when he had to wear the boot on his leg when he was getting out of the shower because he was pulling on Major's tail? Now, hold up. Kane, I made a joke about, well, at least Biden doesn't shower with the dogs. Well, I mean, he was in the shower, and then he said that he pulled Major's tail while exiting the shower. I don't want to focus too much on the idea or optic of Biden getting out of the shower, but you're getting out of the shower, and you're like, where's my dog? I'm going to pull his tail. Who does this? And then he fell, and that's how he hurt his stupid foot. What? Who believes that? Nobody. I don't know. He just sounds like... Where are the animal rights activists, by the way? Where are they? Where are they at?
Where's Cesar Millan, for crying out loud?
Right? Someone was like, well, I got a contrarian view here. You know, dogs got to be trained. Yeah, dogs have to be trained by the people who own them and profess to love them. Shh. And then there was the video of him getting off of, this is Marine One, I think. And he gets off and his foot gets tangled in the dog's leash. His foot got tangled in the leash. And this poor sweet dog doesn't know what's going on. And Biden kind of hits him in the head with his leg. And I don't know. I mean, it's just weird. It's just, the whole thing is weird. I just don't think that he's a good dog owner. And I think that I think they're like, you need to have dogs so that you have it gives you a softer image. It softens you up. You have to have dogs. I think that's what they told him. Cause he doesn't act like any dog owner that I know. Like with every dog that I've had, like you train them and it's not difficult. It's just about repetition and consistency. You know, you train them to sit, you train them to stay. You train them to, you know, go to the bathroom outdoors, you know, basic commands, things like that, you know, with the reward system. We had two Frenchies and we lost Louie, cause I've had all kinds of dogs. I've had German Shepherds before, I've had Labs, I've had all kinds of dogs, and the Frenchies were some of the most stubborn dogs I've ever had. And Louie, who we lost 2 years ago, he was kind of like our Bimbo. He was super sweet and super loyal, but he was also super frustrating. And he just didn't, he alerted to everything. He was just a ball of, you know, paranoia. And Rocco, who is really like a human. I think it's, if Winston Churchill was ever, could ever come back to life as a dog, it would have been, he'd be Rocco. Anyway, so Rocco was really easy to train. Louie was a lot harder, and it just took a lot of repetition. He just didn't care about the reward system that much. He wanted to do his own thing. It's all about repetition. Same thing with German Shepherds. Same thing. I mean, there's with the Labs, the Lab was pretty easy to train. It's all about repetition. And you can't have, when you have I don't know how old Commander is, but you can't, it's very difficult to put a pup in the crazy environment that is the White House as well, and then expect to retain their attention for training. But my whole point is that, did you honestly think that these dogs were going to turn out any better than the kids? Think about it. Look at their kids. And he's got kids by two different people. And they all turn out the same. This clearly is an issue with him. It's clearly an issue with parenting. It's clearly an issue with him as an authority figure. He comes across as a guy who's too busy chasing his own tail to give anybody else or anything else attention. So everything else goes to hell around him. So I don't know. I mean, someone said, well, unlike Hunter, Commander wasn't snorting cocaine with hookers, so that's progress. Although I do think, I do wonder if Biden didn't shower with him. I mean, you know, he did fall, hurt his foot with his boot. I don't know. You have heard me talk a lot about how much I love my Kel-Tec P50. It's just so versatile and has become a global choice of protective details and sport shooters like me. Well, have y'all seen the new R50? Like the P50, the R50 carbine is light, well-balanced, and easily manipulated. The side-folding tack driver gives you maximum speed, accuracy, and power downrange. It is great fun out on the range. It looks like a SpaceX blaster. And the 5.7 cartridge comes in several variants, from sporting to hunting to serious personal defense. Now, the R50 comes with two 50-round double-stack mags that lay horizontally along the top, and just like the P50, the R50 offers over 7 inches of rail space up top for a wide range of optic options and even more space on the bottom for accessories. To learn more about the new R50 carbine, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Keltec, 30 years of innovation to help secure your world. Visit KeltecWeapons.com today. KeltecWeapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So I did not know this until late last night. There were conspiracy theorists who said that the emergency alert system would turn the people who are vaccinated into zombies. Wait, you mean you don't think they are already? I'm not joking. Maybe I'm joking. I don't care. If you're offended, then I don't care. Burn it all down. I'm so tired of, I don't care if someone's feelings are so fragile, I can't even make a joke. I am not for those people. Go to hell. I don't care. All right, moving on. There was this dude in Scotland who got kidnapped by an electric car. It drove itself, crashed into the police. Brian Morrison was forced to dodge red lights and had to dial 999 from inside his new car after it started driving itself, Kane. The man says he was kidnapped by his new electric car. It malfunctioned, forced him to dodge red lights, crashed into a police van. It did finally end up stopping. The 53-year-old, he had to call for help. He was heading home from work, bless his heart. And then his brand new car, the brakes wouldn't work, nothing would work. And it just decided to totally take control. And that was it. And so finally, I love the pictures that they have. British newspapers love to take pictures of people making unflattering faces, like right by where the story is. Have you noticed this? Like, this is this person. Like, there's another photo of this dude with his hands in his parka. And he's standing right in front of his car, I guess, looking mad. Thankfully he's okay. But, I mean, they had to do a diagnostic check on the car and all that. See, this is what I'm talking about. This. A 13-foot-long python survived 5 months in an Oklahoma City trailer park eating cats. This is an actual story. Can't have to take it over. I can't do this. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, a 13-foot python. That's how he survived. In a trailer park. By eating cats. That's the story. That's it. It's the long
story.
Oh, they
told the staff to look out. They also said, I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh. They had this guy. His name is Trevor Bounds. And he's with Red Beard Wildlife Control. Isn't name that? He said, his quote was, the mouth on that thing is the size of your foot. And when it opens up, you're going to be able to fit something pretty large in there. Oh my gosh. They finally killed it. But it ate like tons of cats. We got more on the way. Stay with us.
Today, I'm announcing my administration has approved an additional $9 billion in relief for 125,000 borrowers in just the past few weeks under that program. With the latest debt cancellation in total, my administration has canceled $127 billion in student debts for nearly 3.6 million Americans. This kind of relief is life-changing for individuals and their families. But it's good for our economy as a whole as well, by freeing millions of Americans from the crushing burden of student debt.
So, great. We're all going to have our money grown. Yeah. Our wealth is going to be grown. So this is what they actually traded out. Hold up. This is what they tweeted out. Let me pull this up. Welcome back to the show, by the way, while I do this. Dana Lash with you. Always good to be with you. And you can listen coast to coast. You can stream the National Acidic Radio program. You can also watch the simulcast YouTube, Facebook, Channel 347, DirecTV. They retweeted this Axios piece. Axios reported the Biden administration announced another $9 billion in student loan forgiveness through its debt relief programs, bringing the total forgiveness, because he's the Lord, to $127 billion for about 3.6 billion borrowers. They tweeted this, retweeted it, and they go, guess what? It also grows the economy. It benefits everybody. It hurts nobody. Kane, guess what you get as an early Christmas gift?
What's that?
Someone else's college tuition. Yay! Oh, wow. Are you so excited?
Can I be forgiven for that?
Yeah, can I be forgiven my mortgage? What about all of my past bills? Steve paid his loans. Where's his forgiveness? Steve, right? There's no forgiveness for you, you sinner. None for you. If you paid off your debt, shame on you, you sinner. So what does would it feel? Why do they say this? It's not forgiveness. I love the language. This is all such a language battle. I fight over the words because Orwell told us to. The revolution is complete when the language is perfect. It's forgiveness sounds like they make it sound like something was done to these people. Can you believe that they just rounded up people and they kidnapped them and they took them to these overpriced universities where these people went into debt six figures to study women's studies, which is just a degree in bitching? That's all it is. I can say that. You guys can't. I can say that because of vagina. So apparently it's my get out of jail free pass. I can do everything. It's magical. except fold-fitted sheets. Anyway, so, I mean, $127 billion total, 3.6 million borrowers. Now, I did not compile these numbers. The government did. Most of these cats are grad school people. They got stupid degrees. They can't even cut nobody up. I just feel like, why are you going, unless you're going to be like an attorney or a doctor, you know, you're doing something like that, then you're paying too much, bro. You're paying too much. You're dying. What? Are you okay over there?
No, it's just like everything that we've heard, even from Democrats, say that the president doesn't have the power to do this, including the Supreme Court.
Nancy Pelosi said it.
Yeah.
Who cares? She got moved out of her office. Who cares? Let the old man, let President Daddy Showers do what he wants. Come on. Including showering with his dog. Remember, that's how he fell in his bathroom and got hurt and was wearing the boot. I don't know. I didn't make this story up. This happened. You got to hear about it. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. I just can't deal with it. I can't. It doesn't benefit everyone. How does this grow the economy? You know what grows the economy? Not starting out your life being a dipwad by going six figures in debt over a stupid degree. Again, PCU, everybody. Jeremy Piven. Wait, you got a degree in a 2,000-year-old dead language? Get out. Exactly. That's my point. I could not, as a parent, let my kid study something stupid. I'm going to go off into a tangent here, and you humor me, because my coffee machine died. Don't buy a Breville. It's trash. They're trash. It's like trash. I don't know how else to say it. I hate it, and I'm mad. I got a lot of feelings right now, because you guys know how I feel about my coffee machine. Anyway, don't tell me to do the French press. That's trash. I want all my bells and whistles in one spot. Anyway, I was going to make a point about this. I do think at some point, parents got a way in here. I reject the notion. This is where I turn into Dustin Hoffman from the Medicis. I reject the idea that as a parent, you know, you, as soon as they turn 18, then you don't get to tell your kids what to do no more. Now, maybe I won't go as far as him because his kid was like almost 30. But Dustin Hoffman's character, and this is completely fictionalized, but it's a good illustration. And that whole Medici saga, he told his kid, he's like, I gave you life and I'll tell you what to do with it. I would not tell if my kid was like, Mom, I want to go get a doctorate in basket weaving. I would hit them. I would actually hit my child if they told me that. I'm going to go six figures into debt, ruin my credit and my life by getting a degree. It's like going into men's studies, which actually might be useful because it's about how to control the thermostat, you know, back into a parking spot, you know, ancient Rome, things like that. But some of this I really do think that it's inflated because people look at it as a status symbol. We are a ridiculous species. We really are. This is why aliens don't visit us, because we're stupid. We're people who, like, golly, we got to spend thousands of dollars to impress people that we don't like. Yay. We got to have that status symbol. Our kids got to go to this fancy college and get a super fancy degree in something worthless. Make it, you know, make it useful. Make it worthwhile. Not everybody's got to go to college. But see, a lot of this is, you know, parents have not told their kids no. You don't have to facilitate it. They can still make their decisions. You just don't have to facilitate it. Okay, you're going to make that decision. Well, then you're going to bear the brunt of it. It's still your decision. I'm just not facilitating it. So like my friend, I told you this last hour, because I sat for 5 seconds in a class that was called Women in Renaissance France. Yeah, he turned all your homework in on a pad. I'm joking. Not really, although it would be true. But this chick that I sat next to was telling me how she was going to, after daddy paid for her associates, any of her education after that, she wanted to get a doctorate in women's studies so she could go and return the grift, right, and teach about women's studies in school and college. Like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. You're going to go into debt for that? You're going to go into debt learning about women nagging. Why on earth why do you hate yourself? Parents didn't tell them no. That's why. Well, first off, raise kids who don't do stupid stuff like that, number one. And then number two, if they do stupid stuff like that, have the beans to say that's stupid. You're stupid. That's a stupid choice. These are not like precious little babies. This is how you got Hunter Biden, because Joe treats him like precious little newborn, 50 something, almost 60. He qualifies for the early bird special at Denny's, Hunter Biden. Does he? Is that that age, by the way? Is that the age that you qualify? I don't know what the age you qualify. When you get the discount on the moon over my hammy, Kane, when does that happen?
Is it 55, 60?
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm just, you know, just wondering. So my whole point in this is that this really wouldn't be as bad, number one, if parents told their kids no, if people didn't inflate this, and if Democrats didn't vote to nationalize all of it. This is theft. How does stealing from someone make the economy grow? How is this any different than looting CVS?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.